I'm in no way used to children, Miss Murphy. And maybe the child you've selected will not want to go with me.
We will see. Let us trust the child's instinct.
Bless me. Is it a boy? Oh, well, really, I don't think... the truth... Well, I had not thought of taking anything but a girl.
Listen next for The Lord's Doings, today's story from the Fortress of Faith. In a time of intense spiritual searching, there stands an educational institution rich in hope. Having found that the fundamental truths of the Bible will satisfy all searching. Bob Jones University, the Fortress of Faith. Have you ever hesitated to do something for the Lord because you feared what someone else would say? Nancy Dean did. On today's program, we present the story of her struggle and the surprising results. Listen now to today's story entitled, The Lord's Doings.
Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. Add to your faith charity, 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 charity.
It is a hot day in midsummer. Somewhat outside the city of Boston, there stands a little shop. Above the door, a sign discreetly advertises fancy goods and small wares. And yet more discreetly, Miss Nancy Dean, proprietress. It is a cheerful establishment, convenient for people to run in for a spool of cotton or a bit of braid which they might have forgotten to purchase in Boston. Yet loneliness is as tangible to the senses as the oppressive heat in the little inner room that, with the diminutive kitchen, is Nancy Dean's home.
Maria will say I'm a fool.
Nancy took off her spectacles and laid them across the open Bible on her lap.
Perhaps I am. But somehow it is borne in on me to do this thing. Maria will say I'm too old. And I am that.
Nancy had been reading about the suffering among the poor children of Boston.
Marie.
She spoke aloud, as if her sister were not in Maine, but here before her.
Marie, each of those wretched homeless children is as dear to God as you or I.
She knew what her sister's reaction would be.
That's what you say.
Again, Nancy placed the glasses on her nose and followed the words on the printed page with her finger.
Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Then she recalled.
Back in June, I sent a donation to the Fresh Air Fund. They will give horse car rides to the sick and poor children, moment.
Pondering the verses in Matthew 22, her ministry for Christ seemed meager indeed.
Oh, if those words mean anything, they mean for me to just go ahead in this matter. Never mind what Maria will say. Lord, I believe this is a leading of thy Holy Spirit. Thou hast put this desire in my heart, and I know thou wilt stand by me. Tain't much, to be sure, but 'twill make one less child to be scorched up by this city heat. Amen. I may as well make a stir first as last. Let me see.
Nancy?
Oh, Elizabeth. Be right there.
No hurry. Just stop by for a little chat.
Nancy reached for her bonnet, put it on, and began to tie the strings as she entered the shop.
Oh, you're going out?
Yes. To the asylum.
Why, whatever for?
I'm afraid you'll laugh.
Nonsense.
I'm going to take a child home with me when I go to Maine. They always have a puny lot at the asylum, and they'll be thankful to get rid of one for a couple of weeks.
You sound very matter-of-fact, Nancy Dean. But I know you.
Oh?
Yes. You are as interested in that child's soul as you are her neglected body.
Oh, Elizabeth. Life is so short. And lately, I've begun to feel that it's all been a waste.
Now, Nancy. You're just tired. You're ready for your vacation. Why, you have a thriving business
in
here.
In the winter. And if it weren't for a few regular customers like you, I'd probably...
You are far from poor.
Oh, I'm very grateful that I've been able to lay by something for my old age and for a decent burial. And it's the same with Sister Maria. When Papa and Mama died, she stayed at the farm. And she supported herself and kept it going for us. But that is what I mean. What else have we done with our lives? Well, taking that child with me to the farm is a little thing, maybe. But it's a start. And I'm sure God wants me to do it.
But when Nancy Dean stood before the matron of the asylum, she had lost some of her confidence.
I'm in no way used to children, Miss Murphy. And maybe the child you've selected will not want to go with me.
We will see. Let us trust the child's instinct.
The room was neat and clean, but oh, so stifling. And the air that came through the windows seemed like the breath from a furnace. The change from the glare of the street to the darkened room troubled Nancy's eyesight. She could scarcely distinguish the little form that stood beside her and clutched at her dress.
Poor Willie. It will give him a new lease on life. He's such an affectionate child, Miss Dean. I know you'll become attached to him.
Bless me. Is it a boy? Oh, well, really, I don't think... the truth... Well, I had not thought of taking anything but a girl.
Miss Dean?
She knelt tentatively for a clear look at the boy. One gaze into the depths of the expectant brown eyes, and she gathered the child into her arms.
Oh, Willie.
And when his fingers crept over her thin face, then toyed with the old-fashioned brooch at her throat... The bargain was made. But neither Willie nor the matron knew the thought that flashed across Nancy's mind.
What will Maria say?
As the stagecoach drew near to the old home place on the farm outside Rockland, Maine, Nancy grew fidgety and...
What will Maria say?
Was the refrain to every thought. As she had completed preparations to leave Boston and the on vacation till September sign had been put in the shop window, a tidal wave of mother love had swept into the spinster's heart. Yet she wondered.
What will Maria say?
Nancy had prayed morning and night that her Heavenly Father might bless her and his little one, as she called Willie. Yet she feared.
Maria will think me a fool.
As Nancy and Willie stepped from the stagecoach, they presented a quaint sight, as if mismatched somehow. And it was a bit amusing to see the important air with which the spinster fussed and fumbled with Willie's clothes to make him more presentable after the journey. As she did so, her fear returned.
What will Maria say?
Suddenly, there was no longer a question.
Who on earth is that child?
Meekly, Nancy related the entire story.
Dear sister.
But you don't understand, Maria.
Well, I'll explain in a minute. Oh, dear. Hello, Willie.
Hello, Aunt Maria.
Willie, you run on ahead to the house. I think you'll find someone waiting just to play with you. Your mother and I have some things to discuss.
Indeed we do. Maria, suppose you explain your most unusual behavior.
Well, it was such a load off my mind.
What?
The fact is, I read about those poor children in Boston more than a month ago, and I said to myself, I suppose Nancy will call me a fool, but I'm going to send for one of those little tots this summer. And there she is, making friends with Willie. Oh, there'll be a sight of company for each other.
These New England women were few of words, so it was not surprising for Nancy to say simply,
I was a good deal exercised myself, Maria. But it was the Lord's doings, and he will stand by us.
And he did. It was not long after that the old homestead was converted into Dean's summer home for children. Nancy's vacation was indefinitely extended, and the small shop in Boston given up for the larger service of caring for orphan children and pointing them to the Savior.
The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Today's story was adapted for radio by Doris Harris and edited by Robert Pratt from a story by Francis J. Dyer. Listen again next week at this time for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.